Hey, welcome to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. We are licensed naturopathic doctors practicing in sunny California, and we are changing how skincare is looked at. We want you to understand that skin health is a manifestation of balance from within. So each week, we'll be bringing you tidbits to complete your skincare routine from the inside out and the outside in. So let's get into it.
Hey guys, even though we are doctors, we're not your doctor. So we want you to know that this podcast and the information on here is not medical advice. It is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any conditions or disease, and it's only meant for education, okay? So always speak to your doctor or licensed healthcare provider before starting anything new.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Holistic Beauty Podcast and happy Thanksgiving week.
Hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Texas.
It's also your husband's birthday.
Yeah, his birthday is the 23rd. It's the day before Thanksgiving.
And my birthday.
I know, it's so crazy. I always forget you guys have the same birthday.
Sagittarius is unite.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But this week, we are going to be talking about some minimally invasive regenerative skin procedures.
I'm excited about this.
It's a mouthful, but it is very exciting. So this includes microneedling, radiofrequency, PRP, a short for platelet-rich plasma, platelet-rich fibrin matrix, PDO. Are we talking about PDO threads too?
We're talking about PDO threads today.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about what all of these are, what they're used for, and how effective are they? Are they worth your money?
Yeah, I hear you. And then also, it's fall. So now is a great time to undo the sun damage we all collected during the summertime. And I feel like this is a really great episode to speak about some of those procedures because we do offer PRP with microneedling and microneedling itself in our offices. So I'm just really excited to speak about the science with you guys today.
Yay.
Yeah. Here are some quick facts. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in regards to a minimally invasive, what does that really mean, you know? A lot of people say it, but people might not know what it means. So in regards to Yale medicine, it's a type of surgery that involves smaller incisions and shorter recovery time. And then there's actually some really interesting trends in minimally invasive procedures, specifically with millennials. And if you guys don't know what a millennial is...
Millennial.
It's a generation of individuals born between 1981 and 1996. And actually, science says that they're more likely to seek minimally invasive cosmetic procedures.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then the next question is, what does regenerative mean? Regenerative. So according to literature, regenerative aesthetics is an emerging branch of regenerative medicine with therapies aimed at recapturing youthful structure and function using the body's own systems. And then in regards to some examples of regenerative medicine in aesthetics, it's going to be like stem cells for hair restoration, skin rejuvenation. Also, there's growth factors, exosomes. We actually spoke about exosomes earlier today. But yeah, those are some examples of regenerative options or regenerative medicine in aesthetics.
Very cool. So let's start with microneedling.
So what's microneedling used for, my friend?
Well, microneedling is a minimally invasive cosmetic procedure that uses really fine needles to address skin rejuvenation, acne scarring, rhytides, which are just wrinkles, surgical scars, dyschromia.
Yeah, dyschromia is basically like, you know, when people experience uneven skin darkening, like hyperpigmentation,
okay.
Or even like white spots.
All right. Melasma, enlarged pores, and transdermal drug delivery.
Yeah. And then how does microneedling work? Like, what does the research show?
Yeah. So according to research, microneedling is a controlled method that causes skin trauma and activates the body's own wound healing process. So this is actually using a non-inflammatory pathway to trigger that healing process. It's a three-step process and you get a little inflammation at first, but it leads to the activation of collagen producing cells and ultimately leads to collagen production and skin tightening. And something that's also very important to remember about microneedling is that it preserves the natural integrity of your skin barrier as well.
It does?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's not damaging.
Oh yeah, it doesn't damage the skin. I was like, wait, what? And then how effective is it?
Well, according to a small 2015 study, They showed that 6 microneedling treatments done every 2 weeks led to significant improvement in photo-aged skin, and the skin showed increased levels of collagen, which is pretty cool.
That's really cool. And then once we start to speak about microneedling, you spoke about transdermal drug delivery. Mm-hmm. So that makes me curious to know, like, okay, like, what other things can be, like, done? So for the first thing that I think of is, like, PRP, you know? Mm-hmm. But then I know a lot of people do hyaluronic acid with microneedling. And then I think some people also do vitamin C. And you do hyaluronic acid, microneedling, is that correct?
Or I do. I did. I'm leaning away from it. And just PRP is so great. And mm-hmm. I think if you're going to spend the money, might as well just go and do that.
I hear you. And we're going to be talking all about that and why we love PRP soon. And then when we also think about microneedling, there's also radio frequency. And you were actually telling me you are considering buying a radio frequency machine. Is that correct?
Yeah, I really want to add one to our practice, Pure Health. But tell us more about radio frequency.
I was like, which one are you going to get?
Oh, what was you're that still one thinking. Beth recommended? Potenza?
Oh, Potenza, yes.
I have to look into that, but mm-hmm. I was looking at the Lutronic Genius RF mm-hmm. device. Yeah.
Nice. So what is radio frequency and what is it used for? So basically, radio frequency uses electric base heat to address signs of photoaging, and literature indicates that radio frequency has been shown to be beneficial for the treatment of facial wrinkles, brow lifting, periorbital wrinkles, basically wrinkles around the eyes, nasolabial folds, jowls, marionette lines, jawline contouring, and neck laxity. That's a lot. However, since it does use a heat technology, those with implanted medical devices are not good candidates. Additionally, literature indicates that radio frequency is less effective in older patients, interestingly enough. And that could be either due to decreased capacity for dermal healing, decreased tissue hydration, or increased severity of preoperative deformity. And then in regards to radio frequency, how does it work? How does this electric base heat work? So science says that radio frequency breaks down existing collagen and stimulates the production of new, shorter collagen. So basically, it reorganizes. And then by breaking down existing collagen and stimulating the production of new, shorter collagen, it leads to, quote, lasting tissue tightening, end quote. And literature also shows that radio frequency has demonstrated clinical improvement of skin tightening, textures, and wrinkles. Really cool. And in regards to effectiveness, so there was a 2022 study titled Radio Frequency Microneedling, a Comprehensive and Critical Review. And in regards to the effectiveness, they concluded that radio frequency microneedling is an effective intervention that can be used repeatedly and safely in combination with other treatment modalities and in individuals with darker skin phototypes. Pretty cool.
How do you know if you should get RF microneedling or just regular microneedling?
Yeah.
Do you know?
No. Do you?
So what I learned is that if you're looking for something that's more for skin tightening mm-hmm. and that can help adjust some of the wrinkles, RF microneedling.
Ooh.
Difference between that RF microneedling and the regular microneedling is that RF does use a more inflammatory pathway. Mm-hmm. And so that's why there's more downtime compared to regular microneedling.
Yeah.
But with microneedling, it's better for skin texture and can help with the fine lines and wrinkles.
Oh, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. Because I was like, why would you have both in the office? Why is one better than the other? And then that's what I found out.
Cool. That's so cool. And then platelet-rich plasma.
So platelet-rich plasma, PRP for short, is a nutrient-dense serum that is taken from your own blood. And this is rich in proteins and growth factors that can help stimulate stem cells and improve cellular proliferation, differentiation, and regeneration. And this ultimately leads to the activation of collagen-producing cells to make new collagen in the skin, along with other elements of the extracellular matrix for ultimate skin rejuvenation.
Love it.
So how effective is PRP? Does this stuff even work?
I think it works. But there's also literature saying, or literature speaking about how effective it is. So there are different ways to actually do PRP. It's going to be PRP with microneedling. We already spoke about microneedling earlier. And then you could actually inject PRP directly into the skin. So in regards to PRP with microneedling, science says that 3 treatments of topical application of PRP with microneedling done every 2 weeks led to subjective improvement in general appearance, skin firmness, and wrinkle state. And this is specifically for facial rejuvenation. rejuvenation. PRP with microneedling could also be used for acne scars. Mm. So in regards to this, there have been several studies that showed that it could be effective. So a 2021 study showed that it led to a decrease in scar severity in all patients. However, the combined use of microneedling and PRP was found to be more effective than a single method used for the treatment of acne scars. And a 2022 study, this one was a meta-analysis, concluded that combined treatment with microneedling with PRP is more effective than microneedling without PRP for patients with acne scars. And then in regards to PRP with microneedling, there's also literature that speaks about melasma. So in regards to this, they said that this was a 2021 study, and it's a systematic review and meta-analysis, and they concluded that PRP is a safe and efficient treatment for melasma used both alone and in combination therapy. PRP treatment achieved a significant reduction of melasma scores only with mild adverse reactions. So that's pretty cool. Hmm. And then there's going to be PRP injections. So this is like when the doctor literally has like a syringe and then they inject your skin with a PRP. In regards to this, there's literature that speaks about it being used for photoaging and facial rejuvenation. So scientific research shows that PRP injections led to cellular improvements in photoaged skin and that PRP injections improved skin texture. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then there was a 2021 study that basically said that face rejuvenation with PRP is a promising and non-invasive technique with best results observed in improving periorbital dark circles and wrinkles. And in this one, they actually said that what was being done, they said that they were using a 30-gauge needle and then they were injecting 1 centimeter apart on the skin. So that's pretty cool. And then they said that treatments were done in 2 sessions with 3-month intervals. In regards to comparing PRP and radio frequency, I was just really curious to know if there was like any science that spoke about it. But I honestly didn't see any studies that compared PRP to radio frequency, but I did find a study that spoke about if there was an added benefit of adding PRP to radio frequency. So there was a 2022 study of 20 subjects. One group got PRP with a radio frequency microneedling, and another group just got radio frequency microneedling alone. So after comparing the two groups, what the researchers saw was that the mean dermal thickness after treatment was higher in the group with the PRP compared to the group with just radio frequency alone. But that was statistically insignificant, despite it just being higher. So this is basically telling me that there might be an added benefit, but it would just be like a smaller added benefit. And then this one's actually pretty interesting because like when I think of PRP, the next thing I think about is like these newer things like platelet-rich fibrin matrix, yes. You know? Uh-huh. So we are going to be doing an episode on fillers. And I was curious to know about biofillers because you spoke about it like a few months ago, actually. And I was just like, what? What's a biofiller? And I actually like found out it's PRFM.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Which is platelet-rich fibrin matrix, you know?
Tell us more about this PRFM.
Yeah. So PRFM, or platelet-rich fibrin matrix, is basically PRP prepared using an anticoagulant and is later activated using activator and a clot is produced. And that's something that you do that in office or no? Mm-hmm. And you said you use heat, right?
You heat it and then you cool it.
And then you extract it and inject it?
Uh-huh.
Cool. So in regards to PRFM, it's basically, this is what science says, it's a slow polymerization of fibrin and PRP resulting in a PRFM structure that resembles natural fibrin. And interestingly enough, like when you think about it, like the levels of platelets and subsequently growth factors in PRFM are expected to be equivalent to PRP. So like, what's the difference, right? Mm-hmm. One is like a liquid, one is basically like a gel. So in regards to that, it could be that the PRFM could basically be a reservoir in the skin for a longer period of time compared to just PRP. And then there's also PRF, which is platelet-rich fibrin. Confusing. There's PRFM and PRF. So in regards to PRF, it's basically platelet-rich fibrin. And it's, how would you describe it? I'm just like, it's basic. So this is what science says. Platelet-rich concentrates are classified as platelet-rich plasma or platelet-rich fibrin. And they also said that in PRP techniques, blood is collected with anticoagulant and then centrifuge. Whereas in PRF techniques, blood is collected without any anticoagulant and immediately centrifuged. And then when they centrifuge it, they basically are concentrating components to be used, such as fibrin, platelets, growth factors, leukocytes, which are white blood cells, and other circulating cells cytokines and proteins. Science also says that PRF not only represents a rich source of growth factors, but also provides a scaffold to support true tissue regeneration. And I've actually had PRF done in the past.
Under your eye?
No. So I actually had it done when I was getting my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Yeah. So when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, I was awake the whole time and I didn't get some people go to sleep, mm-hmm. I was awake, totally conscious. And then they would just be injecting top anesthetic because I was just curious to see how it'd be like.
You're brave. Very brave.
And it was really wild. They were cracking my teeth, pulling out pieces, But anyway, that's very graphic. But when they took out the tooth, there's a literal hole in your gum, right? Yep. So they put the PRF in there and that basically acted as a scaffold for healing, which was really cool.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So in regards to PRFM, what is it used for? We're going back to PRFM. It's like what we said, it's used as a natural filler agent. And we'll speak about that a bit more. And then in regards to platelet-rich fibrin, what is that used for? So there's literature saying that it could be used for aesthetics / skin rejuvenation and then wound healing, hence my wisdom tooth story. But in regards to the effectiveness of PRFM, I found one study. This was completed in 2021. And it's basically, it was a 12-week randomized placebo-controlled trial. And they basically were trying to see if it's a really good filler agent. And what they concluded was that PRFM can objectively improve skin quality compared to placebo. And the placebo was just saline in this study. And they also said that texture was the only skin parameter that significantly improved, which is consistent with PRFM's role as a natural filler agent. And they also said that the results appear to persist for at least 6 weeks. That's interesting because filler lasts longer, right? And then in regards to PRF, how effective is that in regards to cosmetics and facial rejuvenation? So there's a 2021 study and they basically concluded that currently much literature is not available for use of PRF for skin rejuvenation. So there's that. And then in regards to PRF and PRFM, how does it really compare to PRP? So in regards to this, there was a 2016 study, and they basically said that the advantage of PRP is the release of significantly higher proteins at earlier time points, whereas PRF displayed a continual and steady release of growth factors over a 10-day period. And we spoke about that earlier today. All so right. PDO then, threads.
Yes. Last but not least. These PDO threads.
Also known as sugar threads. That's what some people...
Sugar threads.
That's what some people call them on social media.
So interesting. Okay. Now, I've never worked with PDO threads. I've seen them on social media. I just don't know how I feel about them. That's why I haven't even been interested in doing PDO thread trainings.
I hear you.
Because so many people seem to be doing them anyways.
Yeah. And the whole entire procedure looks really scary to me.
It does.
With the cannula and everything and putting it under. Yeah, it just freaks me out. But it seems like it's effective for some individuals.
Yeah. So I guess there's different types of PDO threads available. There's smooth or monofilament and barbed threads. And so both of these threads actually activate collagen producing cells via the absorption process. And according to literature, the smooth threads are meant to produce a firming effect and help regenerate tissue, but it doesn't produce a lifting effect. Barbed threads, on the other hand, clasp the skin to produce a lifting effect.
I mean, I would love a lift.
The barbed threads are the ones that you've probably seen that look really scary and invasive because they literally have the little hooks you can see.
Oh, yeah. And from what I've seen in videos, the monofilament ones are really tiny. Mm-hmm. 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 And then in regards to effectiveness, I found some science in regards to it. So there was a 2015 study and they basically concluded that facial rejuvenation using PDO threads is a safe and effective procedure associated with only minor complications when performed on patients with modest facial sagging, fine wrinkles, and marked facial pores. Interesting. Mm. And then there was another study. It was a 2018 study, and this was looking at barbed PDO threads. And they basically concluded that the placement of barbed threads yields instantaneous improvement in facial ptosis. But it's interesting. They also said that while it does improve facial ptosis, it's no longer apparent by 1 year. So it goes away pretty fast, relatively, compared to other procedures, okay, like plastic surgery. That's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. And then they also concluded that given this transient benefit and the complication rate of 34%, they said that we recommend limiting this procedure to patients with contraindications for more invasive facial surgery. So that was a lot.
That That was a lot.
So we spoke about a bunch of things, and I'm really curious to know, out of all of these, what's your favorite?
This is a tough one. You know, I love PRP mm-hmm. and microneedling, mm-hmm. but those are also the only ones that I really have out of all of these,
yeah.
you know, experience working with. I have worked with biofiller in yeah. one patient because I was feeling it out.
Yeah. How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
Like you could see the instantaneous results. There's mm-hmm. like that instant gratification immediately after injecting.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. I think I posted about it on Instagram at one point, but it's just compared to dermal filler, like mm-hmm. hyaluronic acid mm-hmm. or even like Radiesse. Mm-hmm. I just don't know investment wise. Like, I guess if you want something 100% natural, that's your next best bet.
Yeah.
The biofiller, which is the PRF, platelet rich fibrin matrix. Mm-hmm. And it is gel-like. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And it injects just like dermal filler.
So. Is it also yellow colored?
It's yellow. Like PRP? It looks like fat.
Oh, really?
It reminds me of fat. Like, do you remember Cadaver Lab?
Yeah.
Is what it reminds me of.
It looks like that. Like
chunky fat.
That's a vibe.
Or like, I don't know. Anyways, what are your favorites?
So I've tried microneedling just on its own. I've tried radiofrequency microneedling, actually. And I have a story with that. Yeah. But I've also tried PRP with microneedling. But I haven't tried any of the PRFs or PRFM or PDO threads. I cannot speak about those things. So in regards to radiofrequency microneedling, I was doing a training and everybody was using topical anesthetic. And I was like, how painful is this? So I did it without topical anesthetic. And girl, it hurts.
Yeah.
You need some topical anesthetic for that.
Oh my gosh, what'd you get? Morpheus?
Yes. Mm. And I was just like so curious. I was like, okay, it's heat-based, so it can't be that much, right? But like, it hurt. And I only did one point because it hurt so much.
Oh my gosh, you're brave for even trying that without it.
I mean, you know, I like to like test the bounds of like my...
pain threshold.
My pain threshold. I mean, I didn't go to sleep with a wisdom tooth. I didn't do topical anesthetic for the radio frequency. But yeah, that was my experience with it. But I have seen in regards to like people getting radio frequency done in the past, like it does help out a lot. So if somebody is really trying to like tighten their skin, you know, that's what radio frequency is good for, right?
Yeah.
And then in regards to microneedling, like it's great, but I prefer PRP with microneedling just because it does like, it seems like it, when a patient gets it at the regular amount of time, like the intervals, it also like has like a longer effect. I don't know how to describe it. Like when somebody like gets their like, what is it? 3 treatments, mm-hmm. they still keep on seeing effects after that 3rd treatment. You know what I mean?
Your body's still making new collagen.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
It's really neat. And actually, your body will continue to make new collagen for at least 6 months after your treatment, too,
so
which is
cool.
Neat. So
it's so cool.
That's why we recommend, I guess we didn't really cover this. So, and it sounds like you do something similar. Mm-hmm. I recommend a minimum of 3 sessions spaced yeah. 4 weeks or 1 session spaced 4 weeks mm-hmm. apart for mm-hmm. patients to see the best results. But it doesn't mean that once we hit 3 sessions, like, oh, that's it. It depends on, are you happy? Did you reach your aesthetic goals?
Yeah.
Do we need to do more treatments to reach your aesthetic goals? Because yeah. sometimes it could take up to 6 treatments.
Yeah. And so in regards to like the amount of treatments, I've actually seen that people who experience like certain types of acne scars, they need more treatments than just the 3 treatments. And then I've also seen that combining it with like peels actually really helps Ooh. Out with acne scars. So that's pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, that All was right. our episode. So we got some summary and takeaways for you guys. So here's just a quick summary of what each of those 6 modalities that we spoke about, what they do and what they've been shown to be good for. So the first one is microneedling. So microneedling uses fine lines to promote collagen production by activating the body's own wound healing properties. And that's mainly used for facial rejuvenation. In regards to radiofrequency microneedling, it uses fine needles and electric heat to promote collagen production for facial rejuvenation and skin tightening. And then there's going to be PRP with microneedling. And that again uses fine needles and a nutrient dense serum and growth factor rich serum made from a patient's own blood to promote collagen production. And that has been used for photoaging and facial rejuvenation and acne scars. And literature also shows that it's been helpful for those with uneven skin tone, like melasma. And then there's going to be PRFM. This is going to be a form of PRP that is jelly in consistency that acts as a nutrient-dense lattice that resembles fibrin, but has no fibrin in it, for cells to climb on. It has been shown to be used as a form of biofiller. And then there's going to be PRF, which is going to be platelet-rich fibrin. This is also jelly consistency that has a lot of nutrients of PRP, but has actual fibrin to act as a scaffold for tissue regeneration. And it has been used as biofiller as well, but the current body of evidence is weak. And then in regards to PDO threads, these are going to be absorbable surgical sutures that promote collagen production and has been used for facial sagging and signs of aging. And that's basically our episodes, my friends. We hope you enjoyed it. If you do want to get PRP with microneedling, we do offer it in our offices. So just if you do want to set up an appointment, our links are going to be in our video description. And you also do PRP for hair. Is that right, Dr. Marola?
I do, yes. We can inject PRP into the hair to help with thinning hair.
Amazing. And I'm just like, the holidays are coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. It is the holidays. But if you do want like more rejuvenated skin for the December holidays, think about getting some PRP, right? So thank you so much for listening today, guys. If you do want to connect with us, our Instagrams are going to be in the podcast description. And if you do connect with us, let us know what you thought about this episode. And like what I said, our websites will be in the podcast description below. And next week, it'll be not Thanksgiving, but we are going to be doing another interview. And this is going to be a fun one. It's going to be with Beth Colombo. She has a aesthetics practice up in Seattle. And we're going to be talking all about
aesthetics.
Well, yeah, we're talking about aesthetics. Oh, yeah,
medical grade skincare.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm really excited for that episode. So make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you do get notifications about new episodes. Follow us on social media. And if you did find this podcast helpful, make sure to share it with your friends and family.
All right.
We're out of here. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, and see you guys next week.